Tomorrow we will celebrate Memorial Day. As we anticipate that, I invite you to wrestle with this question with me this morning. What does that day mean to you? Memorial Day actually began to be observed during the Civil War. Originally, it was called Decoration Day. Maybe some of you have enough gray hair to remember Decoration Day. But they called it that because families would go out to the tombs of fallen soldiers, loved ones who had died in the war, and they would decorate the tomb with flowers. May was the time of year chosen because there would be an abundance of flowers in bloom that would be available to use to place on the graves. Over time, it came to become a day when all Americans who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country were honored. But I ask my question again. What does the day mean to you? Will any of us visit cemeteries tomorrow? Lay flowers on the graves of loved ones? Remember fallen family members who had served? Can I be candid with you about that? I do not know of any member of my distant family that died in a war. I can think of very few who even served in the military. Heidi's dad did, but he has passed. There are no graves of loved ones for us to visit and decorate. I wouldn't know where to go to do that. Part of the reason I think that is true is because so much time has passed since Americans have experienced something like the Civil War or World War II, where just hundreds of thousands of lives were lost and hundreds of thousands of families impacted by that. And so, as we move further away from that time, Memorial Day has become less about decorating tombs and honoring the fallen and more about picnics and the unofficial beginning of summer, right? We will be grilling tomorrow. And as I thought about that this past week, it occurred to me that actually holidays like Memorial Day, this is exactly the purpose that they're supposed to serve, to stir our memory. They're designed to be occasions to remind us, in this case, remind us of why it is we're able to peacefully gather on a Monday in the early summer and enjoy a picnic in peace. So let me suggest that I think it requires us being intentional about all of this, to peek above the clutter of daily living and to allow the memorial to help us remember. As a bit of a student of history, and especially World War II history, I think it would probably serve us well to remember. There are lessons there. Tomorrow, we will observe Memorial Day. Today, we will observe the Lord's Supper. As I pondered these two events together, it was hard not to see the connections. Are you already putting it together? Our spiritual forefathers began celebrating this memorial a long, long, long time ago at the instruction of Jesus in passages like Matthew chapter 26, which we will read here in a couple of weeks as part of our Bible reading. One of the things that I think is astonishing about what we're getting ready to do is that it is how Jesus asked to be remembered. That's one of the reasons I'm offended that the Lord's Supper has been supplanted by other traditions churches have adopted to remember Jesus in their way. This is remembering him his way. And I think we need to hang on to that. And so since Acts chapter 2, disciples have come together like this on the Lord's Day, and they have eaten the bread, and they drank from the cup, and remembered the body and blood of Jesus. In fact, on this very day, and I think this is a cool thought, all over the world already, disciples in all kinds of varied places have done what we're about to do. They've come together. And they shared unleavened bread, and they drank from the cup. And they remember. I wonder, do you remember when you did that for the first time? I asked you to remember your baptism last week. Do you remember the first time you partook of the Lord's Supper? Oddly enough, as much as my 60-year-old brain has forgotten, I have memories of that first time. I remember sitting by my mother. I remember sharing a tray with her. I remember my hand trembling. First time. I regret that the memorial has not always been so moving to me. You see, I've moved a long, long time away from that original moment when I was rescued. And the next day when I took the memorial for the first time, and it was so meaningful and personal. I imagine like a mother visiting a son's grave who died in the war. As I move away from that time, for me, it becomes easier for this moment to be just the ritual. It's what we do on Sunday. Even routine. So as we said about Memorial Day, I think that we have to be intentional about this. And when I say that, what I mean is we have to decide to remember. To travel what will be for some of us that long distance back to the moment of rescue. Appreciate again how much that means on a very personal level to me and you. Let's close the distance this morning. Let's go back to the moment, and let's not just go through the routine and the ritual. Let us remember. Let us celebrate.